I like the balloon.
You like the balloon? I like balloons too. Did you get a balloon the other day? Mm-hmm. What happened to the balloon?
It cracked.
Yeah, I think you popped it with a toothpick.
Yeah. Yeah,
yes, you did. Well, today, can you say hi, Ida? Yeah, too busy eating animal cookies. Animal cookies are pretty good. Well, today, we're going to read Curious George and the Hot Air Balloon, which is by Margaret and H.A. Ray. Illustrated in the style of H.A. Ray by Vipa Interactive. This is George. Looks like George is in a car with the man with the yellow hat, and he's looking at a map. George was a good little monkey and always very curious. He was on a trip with his friend, the man with the yellow hat. It was the end of their vacation, and they wanted to make just two more stops. They were in South Dakota, so, of course, they went to see Mount Rushmore. George had never seen anything like it. You see here, they're looking at Mount Rushmore, which is the faces of four U.S. presidents carved in a mountain. They're really big, aren't they?
That's my dada.
You think I look like Teddy Roosevelt? Okay. Mm-hmm. That's fine. These are the faces of four great presidents, a tour guide said. George Washington, Tom Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln.
George and the man with the yellow hat.
They're right over here, looking. Look, said a girl. There's something crawling on George Washington's head. The tour guide explained that some workers were making repairs to the faces. George watched the workers. Then he saw a helicopter fly by. It was taking tourists for a close-up look. George thought that would be fun. Maybe we can take a ride later, the man said. But now we need to leave or we'll be late for the hot air balloon race. So they got back into their little blue car, and before long, they came to a whole field full of hot air balloons. George was delighted to see such big balloons. He liked their spots and stripes and stars. But his favorite had a picture of a bunny on it. There's lots of hot air balloons here, it looks like. Which one's your favorite, Ida? Yeah, you like the one with a bunny on it, too? One balloon was not yet up in the air. Its owner was hurrying to fill it as a newspaper reporter took pictures. The man with the yellow hat watched the balloon on the ground, but George watched the balloons in the sky. He was curious. Why didn't they fly away? Then he saw the ropes. See, these ropes are tying the balloons down to the ground so that they don't fly away. A rope is a good thing to keep a balloon from flying away, thought George. A rope is a good thing to climb. Sometimes when a monkey sees something to climb, he can't help himself. He has to climb it. George thought he would climb just one rope, then quickly climb down. But when George climbed up, there was no way to climb back down. The rope had come undone. Uh-oh. There was only one place to go. Up, up, up went the balloon, and George went with it. He's just hanging off the rope as the balloon soars into the sky. Yikes. What's he gonna do? Let's find out. George flew higher and higher, and the people below grew smaller and smaller. The man with the yellow hat was tiny. The newspaper reporter was too. And the owner of the balloon wasn't very big. But he was big enough for George to see that he was angry. George felt bad. He didn't mean to take the balloon. He didn't even know how to fly it. As the wind whisked him away, he wished he had someone to help him. But he was all alone. George climbed into a basket, and when he looked around, he found he wasn't alone after all. The race was on, and he was in the lead. Together, the balloons flew across the field and over the forest. Now George was having fun, but before he knew it, George was alone again, and all the fun was gone. Flying by himself high in the sky, George was frightened. How would he ever get down, he wondered. Oh, if only he hadn't climbed that rope. Suddenly, the wind changed, and George saw something familiar. He was excited. Someone was sure to help him now. In fact, there was someone right in front of him. It was one of the workers. You see, George is floating right towards Mount Rushmore and George Washington's head. So that worker he saw earlier, he's coming right up. And he was stranded on George Washington's nose. That worker is stranded on the president's nose here, you see. George was so happy to see the worker, he didn't notice how happy the worker was to see him. Slowly, the balloon floated closer. Would it come close enough? It did! The worker grabbed onto the rope and climbed up. Soon, he was in the basket with George. Hurrah! George was rescued! Hurrah! The worker was rescued, too. Well, that really worked out great for them. They sailed up over George Washington's head and landed safely in a tree. Soon, a whole crowd came to rescue them both. See, everyone's racing towards them. Helicopters and running on the ground. As they drove away, the man with the yellow hat said, "That was some vacation, George." George agreed. It was an exciting vacation, but they were both very glad to be going home.
Yeah, and that one.
Oh, well, can you say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you later. Thank you.